The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky." Ahaz answered, "I will not ask, I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and he shall call him, and you shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." The word of the Lord. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, "Behold, I come." Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Your justice I kept not hid within my heart. Your faithfulness and your salvation I have spoken of. I have made no secret of your kindness and your truth in the vast assembly. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. The second reading is a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats takes away sins. For this reason, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight." Then I said, "As it is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." First, he says, "Sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desire nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law." Then he says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. But this will we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I've had no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Oh, today we celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation. Of course, it's usually March 25th, which is exactly 9 months to December 25th. But because of Holy Week, it's moved to now. And so, again, as always, it all begins with one woman. As the original sin began with one woman saying no to God's will, so we get Mary who says yes to God's will. And again, as I've said about it 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, that we have one purpose in life, to do God's holy will. Well, how do I know God's holy will, Father? Well, first we got to pray. We got to make that time Two, we got to listen when we pray. Again, nobody here, but there are a lot of people in the world who just say a bunch of words, and they get their words in every day. Did you pray yesterday? Oh, yes, I said my rosary. I said my Divine Mercy Chaplet. I said this. I said this. I said the prayer of St. Bridget. I said this prayer. Did you ever shut up long enough for God to say one word to you? I hate you, Father. I know. But you're going to keep doing your will if you don't shut up and listen. It's just that simple, because God can't tell you what to do because you don't ever give him enough time to speak to you. So, do you pray? Do you listen when you pray? And then finally, you must have a generous heart. That God, I don't want you to do what I want. Give me this, give me that. I want this, do this. Give me courage, take care of my family. I am here to do your will. So a generous heart. So again, we got to do God's will as Mary did. It means we got to pray, we got to listen when we pray, and we have to have a generous heart. That I want your will more than my next breath. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now today we say the creed and we have to genuflect in the word, genuflect as it says in the word became man. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and a life in the world to come. Amen. Believe